Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 110, Swarm. So for today's episode, I thought I'd share a recent release by the developers of Foursquare to more easily plan and meet up with friends depending on where they are. So this is more of an impromptu style way of meeting up, but they do offer a way of actually offering a official kind of meetup, and it is backed by the abilities and sources and places in the Foursquare's library of places. So basically, after installing Swarm, if you already have Foursquare installed, you'll automatically be logged in, so you don't have to do anything special or different or anything like that. You'll already be good to go. And then the main screen will basically let you see which of your friends are nearby and how far away from you they are. So you'll see, for example, friend X is a mile away at this location, and this other friend is 15 miles away, and so on and so forth. And it's basically a small vicinity, so it doesn't necessarily have to be, or it's not necessarily all friends. It's going to be friends who are nearby, and then you can decide to meet up with them if you want, or if they're in a place to meet up. So you don't even have to, or they don't have to give you directions, or you don't have to get the address or anything like that. You already know where they are, and you can go from there. You can also plan specific meetups. So if all your friends are on Foursquare or on Swarm, you can create a new event and say, let's all meet up at this place, and this way everybody all at once gets the same address, and then they can get the directions, and you don't have to provide any extra information that way either. So that's really all there is for this particular app. I find it pretty nifty. At least on the Android side, it does follow the Android Holo UI guidelines, so it is pretty nifty and lightweight, and it does more or less match the way that Foursquare looks, so there's a very little learning curve, and it is very nifty and straightforward to use. I still generally use Foursquare to find places in my area, so I can find mostly for restaurants that I want to eat at or find new places to eat, and also for the latest coffee joints or for the coffee joints in my area. So it's definitely worth checking out, and while I don't really use the friends feature, I do have several friends on Foursquare, but it does seem to make it that much easier to find friends. Although for me, I would have rather seen this included directly on the Foursquare app, to just as another tab or a way to meet up directly rather than a separate app. But Swarm in and of itself makes it a standalone app, so you can use this app to meet up with friends, and it's backed by the Foursquare directory of places, so it is worth checking out. So that's really all I wanted to cover for that. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And of course, you can find this show and this show and other shows on the Geek.io network of shows at geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.